Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Radio, audio, let me start off. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Dear people of Blood River Radio, audience of Blood River Radio family, we're having difficulties, but I'm going to have to get out the best I can, so I'm just a little bit off balance. Everything seems to happen at the worst possible time. But anyway, it just happened just so we went totally dead on our computer, so, but here we are. Let me regroup. All you dear peoples, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio all over creation, anywhere radio can be heard by Sam Bushman and crew. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. And listen, it is, just in case you'd like to know the date, it is Saturday, 28th of June, the year of the Lord and our Savior, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. People, if you know, this is a Christian radio show, and we always go to a prayer before the show. Before we get started, we don't do anything without going to a prayer. And as you know, we got phone calls coming in right now. Our guest was supposed to be on, Paul Fromm, was calling me. So I don't know what else could go wrong, but we're going to keep soldiering through. Anyway, people, I'm going to say a quick prayer. I'm going to tell you about an experience I had today with Almighty God. But before I tell you about that experience, please bow your head. Almighty Father, thank you so very much for bringing me in here today. I've been through so much the last 6 weeks, the last 2-3 months. And I don't want to sound egotistical because we, if you live on this earth long enough, you're going to have trials and tribulations. Some are more and worse than others, but this one was pretty bad that I overcame, oh Lord, and I'd like to thank you so much for bringing me through that. Also, Lord, I'd like to ask you to please take care of our precious relatives and our precious guests and our precious people that keep this radio show going, our listeners, our listening family. Lord, if you will, look down on them, give them grace and strength. We need it. People always say, Lord, we need it now more than ever. But it's probably no worse now than it's ever been. But it just seems worse to me and to other people, Lord, because I guess we're living that at the time we're living in is always the most important to us. But, Lord, I'd like to ask you to especially take care of our people. And, dear Lord, there's two people really heavy on my mind, Pam and Dennis Adams. I'm kind of worried about them, oh, God. They've been heavy on my mind. I wasn't able to reach them today. So, Lord, if you will, if they're in any kind of duress, please look out for them. Anyway, Lord, I'd like to thank you once again for bringing me in here through all adversity and letting me come up to the mic, come up to the phone, and do battle with the devil, with your enemy, oh, Lord. That's what I would like to. I'd like to thank you so much for that. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, I told you about it. I told you about experience I had today, people. As you know, I've been running marathons, and I was trying to train for the New York Marathon, which is November 2nd, and come back about 30 days later, December 5th, I believe it is, and we're going to run the St. Jude Marathon. There are people for a while, and I'm telling you this is for a point. There for a while, I did not think I was going to be able to make it. I've had this heart surgery, as you will know. In fact, it'll be 6 weeks ago, this coming Wednesday. And I can reach to my left-hand side of my chest, and I can feel a heart monitor that's sewed inside my chest. It won't stay there forever, but it'll stay there long enough to the docs can diagnose to see what kind of dysrhythmias I've had and stuff like that. But that's just the background I'm telling you about. I was on these really high-powered drugs, and I can tell you this leads to a point, and it's for your benefit out there, people, that I'm telling you this. I was also pretty dangerous drugs. Anytime you take a drug that manipulates your heart, if a drug that's designed to slow your heart down, it can slow it all the way down, you know, to like zero. All this was on my mind. It was dragging my energy down physically, mentally. The surgery, anytime a surgeon goes in, people, I don't care how good he is, anytime they have to go inside your heart, even though the risk is probably no more than 2-3%, that's still a pretty good little risk. That was all on my mind. God Almighty saved me, brought me through that. And let me tell you this. This morning, it's less than 6 weeks since I was laying flat on my back in surgery, having heart surgery. I went out and kicked ass on a training run today. I'm getting ready for the New York Marathon, November 2nd. Now, I'm really confident I'll be able to make that. I'm confident I'll be able to bounce back and do the Memphis St. Jude Marathon. People, when I was out there this morning, I left early before the crew, before our group, the breakaway running. We have the official training partner for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We call it breakaway running for a cause. We raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to donors, I've raised over $25,000 for the New York alone. That goes all to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That doesn't count Memphis, doesn't count Nashville. Well, I'm out there, people. And the daylight was just cracking. I'm out in the middle of a real nice area of Memphis. We still have something like that. And I'm telling you, people, this for your benefit. I want to share this with you. I was thanking God the most sincere thanks I've ever had. I think God, just a matter of weeks ago, I was laying flat on my back. I didn't know if I was ever going to. First of all, I didn't know. There's always a chance you could have a stroke or die having this surgery. I survived that. I survived the medicine. I survived. Didn't bleed. The bleeding is always, hemorrhage is always a big, is a risk. All this crap was on my mind. But I was thanking God. I was seeing the sun come up. If I ever knew there was a God, if I ever doubted, no doubt whatsoever in my mind, look what I came through. Not only did I come through that, people, I'm almost 80 damn years old, and I'm out there just kicking ass on runs, blowing away people half my age. Not all of them, but people, that's a miracle. I'm telling you, there is a God in heaven. If you say there is no God, you are a fool, according to Scripture. I'll just say I feel so sorry for you, and I'll pray for you people out there that does not think there's a God, because I'm telling you what, there is a peace beyond all understanding. It's scriptural, and I'm telling you flat out, when you get close to God, you don't worry about Jack. You don't worry about the bills. You don't worry about the stupid little politicians in Washington, D.C. or Tel Aviv or St. Petersburg, where they just got through having an international economic conference. You don't worry about all that. Oh, that's nothing, people. People, all that's going to pass away. This world is going to pass away. This earth will someday will be burned up. There'll be nothing left. The only thing that matters in your life, really and truly, in the end, and I'm getting ready to wind this up, the only thing that matters to you, the biggest thing, it gets kind of complicated. God, family, duty, country. But if you don't have God and you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, someday this life, your life, a man's life is like a vapor, says Scripture. You'll be gone someday. And it's not going to be very long at all. I have a matter of a few years. There for a while, I thought it was just a matter of days or weeks. But I'm telling you, people, I'm winding this up. There is a God in heaven. If you seek to God, Scripture says, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and I'm just telling you, especially if you're in misery, if you're not satisfied in life, if your life is just empty, if you're suffering, if you will turn, if you will seek Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He will not let you down. You pray. The Apostle Paul said, pray ceaselessly. People, I'm praying that for you. I would not want anyone to suffer. And there's no suffering like a mental suffering. But anyway, well, I've got to wind this prayer up. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Jesus, please protect these people. Be right back.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I hope and pray that my talk to you about Almighty God and my prayer came through. I've never been more sincere my whole life. I really haven't. And you know, people, we always say, we have a special guest we're going to bring on in just a minute. His name is Paul Fromm. Our old guest we thought that we were going to have, he's canceled out again. But people, this whole program we have, Blood River Radio, we are the only, I'm getting kind of, not nostalgic, but philosophical, but it's true. What's coming, I'm telling you from the heart. We started Blood River Radio back in 2018, and with one purpose, to fight against global white genocide. I've got to bring this to a head because we've got to bring Paul in. The global white genocide is being fully perpetrated. It's a program that's wide open, trying to exterminate every white person on the face of the earth. My prayer and my talk just ties in with all this. And who is trying to do that, people? The Devil's Officer Corps, to quote Biscuit down in Florida. The Devil's Officer Corps, primarily the Jew. And I wind this up by saying, I can back up everything. If you take a dispute me, send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com. You can call in. I'd love to get somebody to call in. But everything I tell you is backed up by Scripture. Jesus Christ, my last thing I'm going to say, Jesus Christ Almighty says in St. John 8:44, when he's talking to the Jews, the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, all the royal Jews, he tells them, you are of your father the devil. You came to kill, to rob, to steal, to murder, to lie. He was the devil, was the prince of liars. He's the chief liar. He was the first liar. That's why he got his ass kicked out of heaven. Secondly, you can go to third John. You can go to in second John, in first John, and he says it. He who says there is no Christ is the Antichrist. People, there is no more Antichrist than the Jew. They denounce Jesus Christ. They say he was a bastard. They said he's born of a whore, of a dad, of a Roman soldier, and he's born in feces and semen right now. That's what they say. That's what these precious, this is what these Southern Baptists, that's who they worship, these damn Jews. Well, that, I got to shut the hell up. I went long on that, people, but I'm really fired up today. I had that experience with God Almighty, and I hope and pray you can have the same thing. Now, I'm going to welcome Paul, my brother Paul. You probably thought you were at the Holy Hallelujah Holy Hour, but I had to let our people know about that, Paul, because anyway, our guests canceled out anyway. So anyway, Paul, I hope you didn't get too bored waiting on me to get through with that diatribe.
That was a very moving testimony, and of course, this is Paul Fromm with the German Hour here on Blood River Radio. Eddie's an old radio hand, and he knows that there are often last-minute changes, but this may be a change for the good. We're not on the topic of Germany today, but I've got with me a friend and a very special guest. His name is Bill Watcott. He has suffered a lot, and just to give you a very brief overview, he's a very dedicated Christian. He wasn't always, but he found the Lord, and he has for the last 30 years been a dedicated warrior fighting abortion. He's been to jail, I think, 30 times for that, because it's illegal to be inside what are called bubble zones in Canada protesting. And he also has taken on the LGBTQ agenda, not with anger, but with love, feeling compassion for these poor mixed up people. And maybe it's appropriate we have Bill this weekend because up here in the Dominion of Canada, this is Gay Pride Month, and they're having their orgiastic parades and nonsense this weekend. So I'd like to bring on Bill Watcott and to talk to you and the audience about his life.
I'm tickled to have him, Paul. I'm tickled to have you, Paul. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, thank you for having me on your program.
Well, thank you so much. I'm thanking Paul because Paul knows 100 times more people than I do. He knows all the good people about the German history. But I'm tickled to death to have you. I hope I didn't keep you too long, but I can guarantee you I had another miraculous experience today during a pre-dawn training run for the New York Marathon. And I had to pass that on to our beloved people, our beloved listeners. But go ahead. I'm really excited to have you on, and I hope I didn't eat up too much of your time.
Oh, I don't apologize. I consider it a privilege. One thing, I guess, before I start is I admire you're almost 80 and doing marathons. I'm like 15 and I'm good for like 100 feet now.
Well, I was 65 years old when I started. And so I haven't lost a lot of speed, but it saved my life. That's part of what God sent that to get me out of the psych ward at the VA hospital and to get me out of cardiac ICU. I have kidney damage and adrenal gland damage and everything you can think of that I overcame, me and God. But now I'm only on two medications. I got to shut up. This is another testimony for God. I'm just on two medications for blood pressure. That's it. Two pills, a calcium channel blocker. And I think it's the third channel. I mean, excuse me, a third generation, what they call ACE inhibitor. But so much of that, God Almighty's in control. But I'm really excited to have you because they're fighting against the devil himself. The devil is trying to exterminate God's people, white Christian people, white European people. And if you look around, and I got to shut up after this one thing. If you look around, there's only one group of people in the world that's been marked for extermination, and that's we, the white race. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we see it in Canada. I don't hold it against the migrants. I hold it against our government. But I think in Canada, and keep in mind, we're less than 10%, or, well, we're a little over 10% your population, but I think we're being flooded with about 2 million a year. And that doesn't even count the illegal, which Canada is doing a terrible job controlling illegal immigration. So we don't even know those numbers. And we literally don't have housing. People that were once liberal-minded and supportive of mass migration, even they're waking up and commenting that their kids can't get a job here anymore. And demographically and culturally, we're being exterminated in Canada, and it's certainly an unfortunate thing. I don't see the good in it. But yeah, my story is in 2016. Today is Sodomite Pride in Canada. It really is a whole month, but today they're kicking it off with their depraved parade, and by depraved I mean lots of nudity, some signs advocating sex with children. It's a pretty bizarre and garish parade. And interestingly, seeing as you're a Christian, I would argue the parade is quite spiritual, even if most homosexuals and politicians that march in it don't acknowledge a belief in God. It's kind of weird how they can't leave the God that they don't believe in alone. In 2016, when I entered the parade under false pretenses, I'll get into that, they actually had a group called the Nuns of Perpetual Indulgence, and they were marching with pictures of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on their crotch. So it's kind of strange, the anger that people have at the God they don't believe in. So anyways, I believe in tolerance and inclusivity, as their parade statement allegedly does. So I thought they would accept an openly Christian man to share the gospel in their taxpayer-funded parade. I have to pay for the thing, after all, so I might as well get to march in it, too. And I asked in 2016, yeah. I filled out their application, and I asked to march as an openly Christian man and to share the gospel of redemption with the Sodomites. They aren't really as tolerant as they claim they are. They said I was not allowed in that year's parade, and they specifically said, or any parade subsequently. So at that point, they put me in the closet, and I had to be in the closet. I couldn't be my true self. So I reapplied a couple of days later as a gay zombie cannabis consumer, and I kid you not, they accepted my application. I was accepted. I was in. Then I had the issue of trying to convince other Christians, because as Christians, we tend to be a little conservative-minded. We tend not to be overly heroic nowadays. But the Lord helped me. I actually had a couple Americans as well, and certainly five or six Canadians. I convinced about seven people to march with me as gay zombie cannabis consumers. So I got all my activists into green outfits. I bought them at Value Village. I don't know if you guys have that in the States. It's a big thrift store. I did everything very low budget. We also have in Canada dollar stores, which tends to be lower quality, cheaper stuff. And I actually got these plastic. They would have been garbage for tablecloths. They were marketed as tablecloths made in China. They actually work great as I melted them down into little gospel condom packages. Now, I don't believe in condoms personally. I believe in chastity. And I also believe that we should have children. That's one of the greatest enemies of the Caucasian race, is we're not having children. We're actually extincting ourselves. But anyways, for the purposes of a sodomite parade, St. Paul says, be all things to all people that you can win some. And sodomites love condoms. So I made what was called zombie safe sex, the most expensive condom in the world. It was $8 was the price tag I put on. We handed them out for free, but the $8 price tag ensured they wouldn't get thrown in the garbage, because at Sodomite Parades, a lot of taxpayer-funded condoms and a lot of propaganda of different types and a lot of pornography, for that matter. It gets handed out on the parade route, and people, when they fill up with it, they throw it out. But if you have an $8...
Don't lose that. Lose your thought. We gotta take the bottom of the hour break. Dear Blood River Radio people, this is a 5-minute break. So go get you some coffee. Long break. Be right back in 5 minutes, folks.
listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate moving through a very rare weekend session as Republicans race to pass President Trump's package of tax breaks and spending cuts by his 4th of July deadline. Senators are expected to take a procedural vote this afternoon to begin considering the bill. Well, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says even as Republicans hope to pass their version of the big, beautiful bill this weekend, he's been keeping in very close contact with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction and that we produce a bill in the Senate that hopefully the House can take up and pass and put on the president's desk.
And President Trump staying in the nation's capital.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts. They need those reductions in order to pay for tax breaks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, foreign policy expert Dan Senor says since it launched the October 7th Hamas attack in 2023, Iran now finds itself with no conventional military force it can use against Israel.
It's relied on a proxy system of all these proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, satellite states like the Assad regime in Syria. All of those are gone or severely weakened.
Mourners gathering in Tehran over the weekend for the funeral of top Iranian commanders, those killed in the war with Israel. Russian drones have hit Odessa. At least two people are dead. This is SRN News.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Blood River Radio family, you will not believe what's happening, but welcome back. My system crashed, my phone crashed, but it looks like we're back on the air again, folks. We're going to go right back to Bill. Bill, if you will, through all this hectic thing that's going on, if you haven't forgot what you were talking about, tell our guests what you were talking about.
So I was talking about how I made 3,000 gospel condoms for the Toronto Sodomite Parade. And so anyways, we disguised them to look like condoms. They were not condoms. I do not believe in condoms. I believe that's a sin. But what we had was information on the health risks of homosexuals, HIV, which is astronomically higher in the homosexual subculture than the general population, various STDs like syphilis and gonorrhea, which heterosexuals who mess around a lot can certainly put themselves at risk of, but in the homosexual community, much, much higher rates of infection, anal cancer, anal warts. So anyways, I had all this very ungay information, unhappy information. And then I had the good news of Jesus Christ. He died for the sexually confused and the sexually straight alike. And I had testimonies of former homosexuals who've left the lifestyle. One of them was an American, Dennis Jernigan, who I believe today has 9 kids and a very, very productive ministry. And he was, by his own words, a promiscuous homosexual and a very hopeless man at that time of his life. And we distributed this on the parade route. So we were disguised as gay zombies. I tried to photo op with our prime minister. He was marching in the Sodomite parade. Justin Trudeau, who's well known for wearing blackface and goes on about anti-racism incessantly. I did get a photo op with Mr. Leatherman, and I got out lots of my gospel condoms and was giving them to police officers as well. And we got out of the parade completely undetected. They actually put my group, the gay zombie cannabis consumers, between the Leatherman and guys. I don't know what the heck they are, but they were in dog collars. They were on all fours. They had some freaks behind them whipping their bums with leather whips, and they were howling like dogs. So these are human beings that looked a little worse than animals. There was a whole contingent of them. And then there was the Conservative Party of Canada. For those of you who think politics might be your salvation, no, you're wrong. Our so-called conservatives were marching in that parade with dog collar people, no doubt. So anyways, we got through the parade. We got out our message. By 1 in the morning, some of these sodomites were opening up their packages with their boyfriends. And to their disappointment, they didn't find the condom they were looking for. They found life-saving information. And I was getting pictures of pornography emailed to me. They would take pictures of their junk and then a whole bunch of swear words and expletives. And I would actually get into some debates. People were calling me. I put my name and contact information on flyers. I always take full responsibility. The parade realized what I did, and I'm a known quantity up here as a Christian activist. So they, you know, even though they were marching around with our Lord on the crotch and making me pay for this parade, they were outraged that I snuck into their parade and shared the gospel and accurate health information. So they launched a $104 million class action lawsuit. They actually announced it on Parliament Hill in early July of 2016. Parliament Hill, that'd be like announcing it at the White House. And keep in mind, this is 7 low-budget Christians with zombie outfits from Value Village, and I think our operating budget was maybe $4,000. We would have been easy enough to ignore. But these drama queens launched this lawsuit. They announced they were going to sue everyone who donated 10 bucks to me. They were going to hit them with a $104 million lawsuit as well. And anyways, they went to town suing me. I found out later that they were deluded and thought that I had a multi-million dollar megachurch funding me, because they can't run their parade on $19 million. And they thought there's no way that I was able to infiltrate their parade and get out that much information for less than a million. quite frankly, I did it for a couple thousand dollars. I think the zombie suits were like 50 bucks for all seven of us. And the flyers were the biggest expense. And I did get a couple secondhand heat sealers. But anyways, the lawsuit went for 2 years and it went nowhere. They threatened to put me in jail if I didn't reveal the name of my friends who helped me. And there was no way I was going to do that. I told them I'd sit in jail forever if I had to, and I think I would have. And they realized I was serious, and plus I've been to jail, as Paul mentioned, 30 times for the abortion issue, so it isn't like I don't know how to survive in the place. So they didn't want to make me a martyr, so they dropped it. And then the last act of the Liberal government that was in at the time, and she was a lesbian herself, Kathleen Wynne, she was the Premier of Ontario, her last act of government was to have her Attorney General put out a Canada-wide arrest warrant for me. So this was 2 years after the parade. You would think they would move on. They put out a Canada-wide arrest warrant. I was actually working as a bus driver in what's known as the oil sands in Canada, very, very remote work. Even though it was a big bus, I was like way up in the timber line, well north of everything American except maybe Alaska. And then I was getting these phone calls from former landlords in three provinces, British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. So that would be like police looking in different states of the United States simultaneously. For someone, you do that for murder, maybe espionage.
Major,
but yeah. They put out a lot of money.
Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, they hit all the houses of my former landlords. I don't even know how the police knew that. Like some of these places, I only lived 6 months.
Eddie, I told you we're in Cuba North.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to let you, but that, I mean. But if you want, I don't want to interrupt you, but I don't think they could have started a bigger search if you had like a suitcase nuke in your possession. If they were looking for a weapon of mass destruction,
yeah,
I'm serious.
I can honestly say
what they have right of.
Yeah. No, I can honestly say without embellishment that if I stole a car that was $100,000, or if I robbed a liquor store with a knife, there would have been less effort put in getting me. It would have been an Ontario-wide, and they would have left it at that. Maybe a bank with a handgun, it would have been the same effort. So I was quite shocked, and I didn't know what I did. Because keep in mind, this is 2 years after the fact, right? And I was living kind of a peaceful life. I was working in the oil sands a lot of hours. I thought I was off people's radar, and I wasn't. The $104 million thing came and went. The sodomites largely gave up by then. They don't have sticking power. They just got a lot of venom. And they spent a lot of money. They spent $500,000 and got absolutely nothing out of me. So I kind of thought that, you know, I was off the radar. And so once I heard that the police were at one house that I lived in Saskatchewan, they were at my former apartment in Vancouver, that they were in Leduc, they wound up at my proper house, and they told my wife they were looking for me. They were at some of my friends' houses. And once I was getting these calls, I called a lawyer, a Christian lawyer, and asked, can you find out why they're looking for me? Now, keep in mind, I was 100 miles north of Fort McMurray, and I'm going to guess that the Fort McMurray latitudinally would be kind of close to Juneau, Alaska. I bet you, if you were to look on a map, they'd be pretty close. And I was on dirt trails. I was in a camp. I couldn't easily turn myself into police. There is no police in those camps. They got some private security. So anyways, this lawyer called to find out why the police were looking for me in three provinces. Well, really, all across Canada. The Canada-wide literally went from the Arctic to the Atlantic to the Pacific. They do, anyone who gets a Canada-wide. And, you know, police forces in every city in Canada get the update and get your picture. So he found out. He says it's related to a hate crime that you're alleged to have committed in June 2016. Well, then I knew what it was. And I actually felt some relief because I was wondering if I'm being accused for murder. Literally, I'm not joking. And, so anyways, when my work rotation came, I told the lawyer to let the police know they don't have to.
Bill, we have to go to our last break at the first hour. We have to go to our last break at the first hour. But hold on that thought. Dear Blood River Radio family, we're not having German week right now. Our guests canceled out, but this is even better. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on through all the difficulties. I'm going to try to get some new equipment. I don't know. We'll do what it takes to fix our equipment program, but we're coming across as best we can. Our old German guest, we were supposed to be I promised people we were having German History Month, but this is about the second or third time our German expatriate has canceled out. I'm so sad. I'd like to apologize for that because I was so looking forward to him. But listen, this man we have on right here now, Bill, it's meshing perfectly with what I came out on the first segment about my testimony about God Almighty. And I just like before, go back to Bill. People, we are under attack from Satan. It's full blown. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. I've never even heard anything like this. You would have to go all the way back to the Old Testament to find anything that can compare what's going on now, especially what's happened to Bill in Canada. Well, that Bill, continue on with your really upsetting and scary testimony. I had no idea. I didn't know that. The Soviet Union was never even that bad. Red China's not that bad on Christians. But go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. So when my work rotation came to an end, I got a Christian lawyer to call the police and tell them to save their energy rather than showing up at all my old addresses where they weren't going to get me anyways. I was way up north in a work camp. I told them when the rotation ended, I'd turn myself in And I did. When my day was over, I got my wife to pick me up in Fort McMurray, and we drove to Calgary. And there was a protest. There was some supporters of mine at the police station, and they took me into custody. It was a rough go. I actually got some health problems there, and they did put me in the hospital for a few hours. And they gave me a sadistic cough where 3 a.m. when I started falling asleep, he would actually clap his hands and tell me to wake up. I'm not sleeping on his shift. And he was saying I was full of disease, and that's why I was there. Just nasty comments that were uncalled for. And he's just telling all the nurses that I was a hate criminal, so that they all thought I was like Hitler or maybe Mussolini. They were kind of nice to me till the cop got to him. And it was a horrible experience, and I just had to outlast that guy. Finally, when they determined I was healthy enough to fly, they brought a police officer. He's on Twitter. His moniker is Toronto's Queer Cop. His name is Chevalier. They had him and a female detective who seemed to be Portuguese and not terribly bright. They flew those two to get me, and they put me on an airplane to fly me back to Toronto. In Toronto, they got all the plane emptied, and just me and the two cops were in the back of it. And then once they were emptied, this guy, his name, and I do not mean this facetiously, his name was Sergeant Dick, D-Y-C-K. He came onto the airplane with a rainbow sash, like the Sodomite Pride sash.
You're kidding.
And I'm not kidding. I am dead serious. And that's his name. You can look him up, too. He has marched in the Toronto Pride Parade himself, and Chevalier had a suit on. At least he looked a little professional, like a detective. But he did have a rainbow wristband, so it was very, very politically gay. And I don't believe they do this for murderers when they pick them up. And they led me off the plane with these homosexual cops in this drama show. And this was at Pearson International Airport. This is where they flew me in Toronto. So anyways, they took me to 51 Division, and I spent about 2 more days. I think I spent 4 days in total between the Calgary Remand Center. And I don't know that was done by design, but they had a lesbian cop who was actually very polite to me. I have nothing bad to say about her other than she was an open dyke lesbian. She did refer to me as Mr. Watcott. She was professional. They actually had her drive me to Chevalier at the airport, and then Chevalier had me taken to 51 Division, and then they took me to the court cells. They wanted me to have bail conditions of basically not being able to say anything, not being able to talk about my court case, not being able to have any presence whatsoever on social media. And I just said I'd rather stay in jail, and I didn't like jail. They might have done it on purpose. But they put me in with this psychiatric case who was just ruined on crack. And he kept saying that he felt that God wanted him to punch me in the face. Thankfully, he never did that. And if he did, he might have lost. But then you're in more trouble. And he was spitting on the ground. Oh, yeah. He was making the cell filthy. He was just spitting on the ground and constantly talking nonsense and putting his hand in front of my Bible. I was trying to read a Bible that I had in the cell. I'm just making life very hard for me. But I said, you know, I would rather go through that. I'm not gonna go out on bail where I can't speak my story. And my lawyer was a bit concerned about that. It was a Christian lawyer who took that pro bono. And he argued with the Crown, and then they actually agreed, and it might have been prayer, because believe me, I was praying. I didn't really want to sit there in the Toronto cells. But they actually then varied my bail that I was allowed to be on social media, but I was not allowed to show my flyer. And that was fine because Mass Resistance, an American group that's against the sodomite agenda, they're in Boston, Massachusetts. They put my flyer on their website. So the whole world could see it anyways. I had no problem consenting to that bail. When I got out, I found out that they were looking for 18 months in jail. That was what the Crown was asking. We went for trial, about 2 or 3 years later. There was COVID delays. They were actually dropping drug cases and car theft cases and even violent cases and sexual assaults. There was no way on God's green earth they were going to drop my case. When the trial came, they brought an infectious disease specialist. I can't think of her name, but she was an Iranian HIV doctor from Toronto. She actually perjured herself. She actually lied and said that my stats were false, that my claims on hepatitis, that as an infectious disease expert, she knew there was no hepatitis outbreaks in Toronto's gay community. And in a sense, she almost forced the judge to acquit me the first time. It's not over yet. But they could not use her testimony. I had a lawyer. He's a Jew by the name of John Rosen, a very formidable lawyer. He actually found some of her less widely known papers published, and some of them she expressed concerns about the hepatitis outbreaks in the gay community. So, you know, he presented this, and her her testimony became worthless. Her credibility was shot, and she did it to herself. And then I pulled up stuff on Twitter, on her Twitter, where she was actually marching in the 2016 Pride Parade. So she had a severe conflict of interest. And being an HIV specialist, I don't know why she'd be in a parade that's proud of the lifestyle that is responsible for spreading HIV. Now, I thought that was the end of it in December 2023. That's when I was acquitted. In the U.S., it would have been the end of the matter, and in Canada, it generally is. But they decided to violate my charter right to not being subject to double jeopardy. They appealed. The Crown Prosecutor appealed. The Ontario Court of Appeal, in what I would say was an unusual move, they ordered that I go on trial again, the reason being that the first judge, who was no friend of mine, by the way, he was a very secular guy. He just looked at my flyer and said there's no hate that he could see, and he couldn't rely on the expert testimony of someone who perjured themselves. In fact, most of my stats were correct. I'm a former nurse, and I did not seek to lie. I just... The homosexual lifestyle is risky. That's a fact. May not like it, but it's a fact. So anyways, they said that I needed to consider, well, I didn't need, but the court needs to consider the testimony of Nick Muley. He's a flaming homosexual queer liberationist. That's his words. He calls himself that. And he's a professor at York University with a specialty, and his curriculum vitae states it, park sex, snorting crystal meth while having sex, and queering social work. So this guy wrote a paper, it cost the taxpayer about $10,000, that my flyer has caused microaggressions and minority stress, that homosexuals who read my flyer suffer microaggressions, and the minority stress causes them to engage in risky sexual behavior and drug use, the things I was complaining about. So basically, my flyer is the reason. They don't have any responsibility for their own behavior. And we need
That's why here in Memphis, Tennessee, I call it Memphrica, we have a black city mayor, a black county mayor, a black woman. I don't know if she's a lesbian, but she's a black woman chief of police. We have a black sheriff. We have a black city council, a black school board, a black school superintendent. Everything is black, and yet we have this group. I got to make this quick. We have a group called the Scorpion Unit. They were supposed to be disbanded, but they didn't. They're a Scorpion Unit, a special squad for the police that go around. They go and they beat the hell out of people. The Scorpion Unit's all black. They beat another black to death. And they blamed it on white racism, on white supremacy.
That's exactly that's like these sodomites. Yep.
Well, listen, they we've run completely out of time, Bill. Yeah. Listen, Bill, we've run completely out of time. I'll have to get back in touch with you. Hopefully, we'll get you back on again soon. And hopefully, I won't be having all these problems with my computer system. So, thank you so much for coming on, Bill. Paul, thank you for bringing him on. Paul, I'll get back in touch with you. Bill. Paul, give Bill my phone number. Dear Blood River Radio people, we're going to transition to the second hour, and Gene Andrews, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender, is coming on. He switched hours with Miss Monica. So people will get you a cup of coffee, whatever. It's a 5-minute break. See you in about 5 minutes. Be right back, folks.